What a match that was. A perfectly executed away day performance sealed a memorable 5-1 win at Barnsley. There's plenty to get our teeth into with Joe Taylor, Jack Moylan, Danny Mandroyu and Jovan Mukama on the score sheet. Let's start by hearing from Jack, who scored his first two goals in senior English football.
We were a bit into the time. Even our game, in fairness, like obviously the second half the goals came, but like early on in the first half we got our goal, and then like for I think about half an hour they penned us in and the boys defended unbelievably, and that gave us the platform then with me, Dylan, Jack come on to build on it. And then obviously they're probably getting a bit heavy towards the end and we're fresh legs, and then that's when the staff and the coaches changes come in, and yeah, we've done well in the second half to get it.
And what was the message from Michael to you when you went on?
Just bring energy. Like I was probably disappointed I didn't start the game. I was annoyed the last 2 days, but like that's what football's about. You gotta be ready to come on and do well and just bring energy into the game. It's what I'd like to think I'm all about, that bring energy, bring a bit of excitement, and then when the ball pops around midfield, we're able to drive, able to run forward. So yeah, don't worry.
We should first talk about the first goal, to do them all five, if I can remember them all. It was a great ball from Danny over the top, wasn't it? We'll talk about yours in a second. The top from Danny, and then last pass it in, good finish from Joe.
But it was the pass, I think, from Danny was everything. Like, I don't think anyone on the ground actually seen it. I thought he was clearing it, and then, of course, pings out to the last, that's how good he is, and then last composed into Joe, and you put your life on Joe to score there every single time, and then, obviously, it builds on through the whole first half. They dug in, and then it gave us a chance to build again.
Talk us through your first then.
I just saying it there, yeah, it's, as I said, it's what I'm all about. I like to dribble, I like to be a street footballer, you know, like football's supposed to be fun, you're supposed to love it, you're supposed to express yourself and enjoy it. And yeah, I think the first goal was probably what I'm all about, and yeah, I really enjoyed it.
You must have enjoyed the composure. You were going to get mugged in a second.
Yeah,
on your side, but you must have enjoyed the piece of your composure for the finish.
Yeah, I was, yeah. There's me two little buddies. No, yeah, like it was, I think I seen in the first half Joe's reaction, the fans' reaction after he scored, the place erupted. And then I knew after I scored that it was just kind of going to be chaos for a few minutes, and that's what,
And then Danny proved that he's right, so that's not for swinging it, so he was standing and he could score with it.
Yeah, look, he was brilliant. It was some goal, he composed the whole way across the box, he was so relaxed. And then, yeah, a great finish and a great celebration from him as well.
Now, when you have grandchildren about 30 or 40 years' time, the shot will probably be from the inside your own penalty box, but it wasn't far off. Because I think on the edge of the centre circle, the shot not far off.
I wouldn't even give it that far. I think I'd say the keeper, obviously seeing it late, I told Dano to stay down. It was coming over his head, and then if it just falls, you sometimes just have to hit it as hard as you can, and luckily enough, it flew into the corner, yeah.
And I guess when it's your day, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, I've tried that 100 times, and I think 99 of them missed, so at least one comes off, it's on your day, and it's when you need it the most sometimes. So yeah,
really, you nearly got the hat trick, but yeah, Jovan gets his first league goal.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's a bittersweet moment. I would have loved the hat trick, but Jovan scores, and delighted for him as well. He scored his first league goal, he deserves it. So it's a brilliant for everyone coming on, brilliant for the team, and the group's morale now going into the next two games.
And Michael, I think, gave you the honour of the fist pump to the fans.
Yeah, I think everyone's kind of dreading it, doing it every week. So yeah, no, I enjoyed it. It's about the fans have obviously travelled a long way in thousands, and they deserve that just as much as the players. They've been behind us all, every game, the last 10 games especially. We're on this run now, so yeah, they deserved it. So,
I mean, we know we've seen a bit of you playing, but great way to announce yourself in English football, isn't it, with today's performance for you?
Yeah, look, I've had to probably bide my time. I've had to keep my head and keep going. And look, I knew coming over from the Irish League it was going to be hard to get settled in, but I've bided my time the last 10 weeks, got a good start in last week, and then I knew when I was coming on tonight it was going to hit the ground running, so...
I suspect when you turn your phone on, you're going to have lots of messages from back home.
I only seen one message and it was coming out in the media, so I said I'd better come out and play with the lads, yeah. So I'll check it now when I go back in.
What a way then for Jack to announce his arrival in English football. Head coach Michael Scabala was understandably delighted with the performance and pleased with a quick start his side made to the game.
We started the game really well. We started the game really bright. Our press was a little bit different to try and deal with Barnsley's way of playing, and they're really good with the ball. They're a really good team, so we knew we had to try and stop them from the front. That's why we went with the personnel we did, and we started it really bright. And we knew we couldn't come here and like dominate the ball, because they do that really well. So we knew we had to catch them in transition, and I think that worked. Danny's pass for that one in behind was fantastic. And then towards the end of the second half, we sort of got ran ragged again, so we changed just to see the half out. And then when we went inside, we just tweaked tactical few things, changed our press again. And I thought second half we were bang on it.
Jack Morlan admitted in the interview he was frustrated not to start the game, and that's what you want from a player, isn't it? Channel your frustration and put a performance in.
Yeah, Jack's frustrated because he didn't start the game again, and I went with different personnel, but you know, I'm really, that's what the group has got at the minute. They're frustrated because they want to get in this team. We've got energy to get in the team. We're dealing with injuries like every other club, but we seem to have, you know, a few. But everyone wants to be part of this team at the minute. And like, if he's disappointed and frustrated, I'm glad. And what a way to show the gaffer what to do. what a few goals.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'll go through them. I mean, the first one you've mentioned, great pass from Danny for a great finish from Joe. But in second half, you know, he was fighting for the ball on the turf, picked himself up, and you know, it was a mesmeric run.
Who's that?
For the second goal.
Brilliant. Jack. Yeah, and we know Jack's got that. We know Jack's got like the ability to be, you know, really good out of possession. I think what pleased me today was the whole team was connected. We were really good out of possession. We were aggressive when we needed to be aggressive, and we didn't give second balls up. And I think in the end we were just, yeah, we just, our energy and our intensity was a little bit too much for them.
And Danny Mandroy proves that he can use his right foot.
Danny Mandroy is a good player, you know. You know, again, we've had to play him a little bit lower, but again, we trust him with what to do. And he's been, again, another player that's been out of the team for a bit and not getting the minutes he wants and been ill. But, you know, he's came on today and I thought he did a brilliant job in there with Ethan again.
Yeah, Jack was saying he feels like he's a bit of a street footballer. And that fourth goal for you, his second goal for him from distance, was a great example of technique, wasn't it?
Yeah, good goals. I'm really pleased with all the goals. I can't remember them all, to be honest, but I just think all the goals were good finishes. His first one's a good finish. Danny Mandroy is a good finish. Like, in the end, I think, you know, I'm really pleased. But, you know, what's really pleased, we took our chances. And, you know, sometimes we're talking about as a group, like, we feel like we're sometimes getting into the final third and we just need a bit more quality. But today I thought they showed their quality in the final third, which was brilliant.
Nice, I know it was close in, but nice for Jovan to get his first league goal.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I talked to Jovan and said, you know, Jovan's, you know, held the line for us when we're in a tough time, and he's a super talent, he's got high potential, and I just think he needs to keep growing and keep waiting for his minutes now, but it's nice for him to do that.
Fans enjoyed it.
Brilliant, what a support. You know, what support we had there today. And, you know, part of me was telling the lads, look, these guys have travelled to come and see you. They want to be part of it. They want to see the energy you bring today. And I think we showed that.
Well, Michael, I've seen a lot of away days. I can't think of many better over all the years. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Some of these goals are ones you will want to watch over and over again on the club's YouTube channel. Join us again next week as we look ahead to the visit of Cambridge United on Tuesday. Don't forget, tickets are still available at eticketing.co.uk/imps.